Don't forget the Barbecue Spring Training Day Workshop, April 8th at the St. Paul campus of the University of Minnesota with Dr. Ryan Cox leading the way. Links to registration information are found at both MeatMastersRadio.com and the MinnesotaBarbecueSociety.com. Well, the Fire on Ice World Championship Barbecue was held this weekend up on Lake Mille Lacs. Let's go to some more interviews from that. This is Iron Man Mike up at Izades Resort near Onamia, Minnesota, and I'm talking with Stan and his wife, Tanya, of the Rub My Rack Barbecue team. How'd you do today, Stan?
Well, we'll find out at 4 o'clock, but we feel like we had some pretty good entries that got turned in. We'll see if the judges agree with us.
You're confident, though?
Guardedly confident. We'll see. You never know.
Tanya, what do you think?
I'm always not confident.
You're not confident.
Always.
Why? Are you always second-guessing Stan?
No, if I second-guess him, I tell him. But
well, it was pretty warm up here today, so you weren't able to go out on the ice. Where was it as easy doing it in the parking lot here, or was it kind of cramped?
Oh, no, it's fine. Close quarters. That doesn't bother us a bit.
Now, the cooking started about 7, I understand, this morning. Is that correct, or was it even earlier?
You know, it ranges. Some people were putting their big meats on at 11 o'clock that I saw, and all the way, and see some folks put them on at 6, 7 a.m.
What did you cook today then, Stan?
We cooked all four categories, and we turned in alcohol. So we cooked chicken, pork ribs, pork, and brisket. Then we didn't anything alcohol entry. Tanya came up with a pretty bang-up Bloody Mary with an alligator in it, so we're good.
Tanya, you are the alcohol developer, huh? Is that your title here?
I suppose so.
I didn't know there was an alcohol category.
Pickle sculptor.
Pickle what?
Pickle sculptor.
Okay, the pickle sculptor from Rug My Rack. Is that what I found myself in the middle of here? So it's a Polish thing. So we're waiting on the judges, and how long do we expect that's going to be?
Awards are scheduled for 4 o'clock.
Now, John Scharfbillig, the president of the Minnesota Barbecue Society, tells me that you scored a 180 in chicken. Is this correct, or is John your press agent?
That was probably one of the highlights of our year last year. It was our first 180 score that we got down on day two of Mankato. And we beat another 180 with our 180, so it was a heck of a day for sure.
Now, those that are not in the know, a 180 in a barbecue competition is the equivalent of bowling a 300 in bowling. Is that correct?
That's pretty close, yeah. I mean, you can get a perfect, but a 180 is pretty good stuff. So.
And that was in chicken, am I right?
That's correct.
And you're expecting the same kind of performance today, no doubt, Tanya?
We're praying.
Well, Stan and Tanya of Rub My Rack, with the, what was the alcohol again? The pickle?
It was a pickle sculpted into an alligator with a cattail sculpted out of a cheese ball.
Okay, there's a limit to the description on this. There's only so many words allowed. But we've got great weather up here, don't we, John?
Absolutely. Sun's shining and everything is a go here at Izades Lodge.
Thank you so much for visiting with us this afternoon. Good luck in the competition. I hope you guys do well. I should ask, you're from Foley, Minnesota, just before I go. So are the roads any better over here from Foley than they are up from the Twin Cities?
Fort Ripley, there is no real good way to come except across the woods and through the mountains. Here we come through potholed stretch of pavement. But
that's exactly what I was thinking. And you want to know what the worst road I was on the way up here, John? The road into the Minnesota State Rest Area.
Well, what can I say?
I need a new wheel alignment after driving on that road. Well, thank you so much. Good luck on your competition, the judging, and on your trip back to Foley. You live right in town there, right?
Fort Ripley.
Fort Ripley.
Yes. Yep. We're in the township of Fort Ripley.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your time.
Stan and Tanya from Rub My Rack team out of Fort Ripley, who scored a perfect 180 score in brisket this cook. Then I spoke with Justin, a big city barbecue out of Mound, Minnesota. I'm Iron Man Mike at the Fire on Ice Barbecue Competition near Onamia, Minnesota at Izades Resort. And I'm talking with Justin. And I have forgotten the name of your barbecue team already because I was concentrating on remembering your name. What is it?
Big City Barbecue.
Big City Barbecue. And you're out of where?
Mound, Minnesota.
Mound. Near and dear to my heart. I have two sons that live in Mound. It's out by the surf. Is it Surfside or whatever that new place is in town?
Yeah, the old Surfside Ballroom is new again. Yeah.
Mound has changed a lot since I have been there last. I spent a number of years in Chanhassen, and I used to go to Mound pretty regularly. We used to ice fish off from there, but I was over there for the first time when they moved, and I thought, wow, this has really changed a lot.
It's a wonderful place to live. We've been out there for 14 years. Love it a lot. It's great living by the lake.
It is. Tell us about what happened today. You cooked in all four categories, I assume.
We did. Had a decent cook. Pork didn't turn out the way we had hoped. We were pretty happy with our other three meats, though.
And did having to move off the lake or not ever get onto it, I actually should say, and do this in the parking lot cause you any logistical issues?
You know, it was really pretty great. Tony Courthouse, the organizer, does a great job of making sure things go off without a hitch, and they did it again. You know, it takes away a little bit of the on-ice ambiance of fire on ice, but we still had a great time.
That ice ambiance is really important to have included in a barbecue cook, right?
It does make a little bit of a difference, yeah.
So, were there any special issues with this cook?
The wind was whipping through here pretty good. We had a couple of electrical issues that caused a cooker to go down a couple of times we didn't catch. So, it was an interesting cook. Had to move some things around. Fortunately, we had some extra space on one cooker or another and made it work.
Mean Masters Radio is a show basically aimed at newbies and backyard warriors, and a lot of them fail to understand that wind can be your biggest enemy at times.
Wind is huge, and depending on what you're cooking on, has a bigger impact on one thing or another. It seemed like in every case, all four of our cookers had issues with the wind this time around. Believe it or not, the one thing that probably worked the best was the drum cooker we're cooking on, the ugly drum. It held up in the wind just fine, which is surprising.
Those are pretty heavy duty.
They are. We cook on some pretty heavy duty stuff, though. It usually makes it through wind okay, and for whatever reason, it was an impact this time around.
Well, that's great. Did you have an entry in the alcohol category?
We didn't. We spend so much time focusing on the four meats that we try to stay away from the ancillary stuff to put our best product forward in the four big categories.
And you didn't put your name just on a bottle of Windsor and submit that?
Thought about it.
How many of these competitions do you do annually, Justin?
Somewhere between 10 and 15.
Yep. And you get to them all comfortably, and you can squeeze this into an otherwise busy life?
We'd love to do more, but yeah, we managed to make 10 to 15 work, and in a perfect world, we'd do this every weekend. It's a blast.
How many people on your team?
There are three of us.
And you divide up the responsibilities then?
Yeah, we do. We'd say there's not really one head cook. You know, we don't necessarily split up categories or anything like that. Everybody has input into all of it, but we've kind of got our own roles, and it works out pretty well.
You ever get into any rhubarbs with the other two?
Not really.
No. Nah. You know, yell and throw things around?
I yell a little bit, but they yell back, and it's okay.
Excellent. Well, it's great talking to you. Justin, the name of your team again was?
Big City Barbecue.
Big City Barbecue out of Mound, Minnesota. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Fire and Ice final scores are all posted at MeatMastersRadio.com. MeatMasters Radio will be back with more from Fire on Ice, Izades Resort, Mille Lacs Lake, near Onamia, Minnesota.